KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 52 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, 28. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 58. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 34.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden yesterday announced the EPA taking steps to allow for summertime E15 sales. Biden made the announcement during a visit to a facility in Iowa. Now, to make E15 available in the summer, EPA planning to issue a national emergency waiver. Now, without the waiver, E15 cannot be used in most of the country from June 1st through September 15th. The EPA plans to take final action to issue the emergency waiver closer to that June 1st date. The White House says the EPA also considering additional action to facilitate the use of E15 year-round. The EPA also said Tuesday announcing efforts to expand the supply and choices for other forms of fuel like diesel and jet fuel. EPA proposing a new approval for canola oil that will add new pathways for fuels to participate in the Renewable Fuel Standard program to provide renewable diesel, jet fuel, and other fuels. The war in Ukraine expected to expand wheat production in Argentina and Brazil, the primary wheat-producing nations in South America. Agriculture and consumer economic experts from the University of Illinois both say the nations will likely already increase wheat planting this season, which begins in May. The high price of wheat after a significant shock to ag commodity prices caused by the Russian invasion of Ukraine is an incentive for increased planting of wheat in Argentina and Brazil, as well as the U.S. Argentina, the primary South American producer and exporter of wheat, accounting for about 7% of the global exports. Brazil, in contrast, a prominent importer, mainly from Argentina. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine has caused wheat supply and food security concerns for many major wheat importers that depend on Black Sea supplies. In this case, the University of Illinois says South American producers may increase supplies to African countries. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Three people were hospitalized with serious injuries after a car and truck collided Tuesday morning on a Marion County highway. That's according to authorities. The crash was reported at 11:10 a.m. Tuesday on U.S. 50, about a mile west of Peabody. The Kansas Highway Patrol said that a 2007 Lincoln Town Car was eastbound on U.S. 50 when it crossed the center line and collided with the 2002 Sterling Actera truck. Three occupants in the Lincoln Town Car were transported to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita for treatment of injuries. Lakeisha Reed, 41, Tiffany Mason, 39, and Rakesh Davis, 39, all of Wichita. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt said on Tuesday Kevin Wilkinson, a Topeka roofer, was ordered to pay more than $18,000 in restitution for his violation of the Kansas Consumer Protection Act and the Kansas Roofing Registration Act. Wilkinson was doing business as Topeka Roofing and Gutters, LLC. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP. Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need Coulter Blade, Soil Saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener discs or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com.
A 65-year-old Kansas man whose first-degree murder conviction was reversed last year has been resentenced after he pleaded guilty to a lesser crime. Casimiro Nunez was sentenced to life in prison when he was convicted in 2019 for the killing of Antonio Guzman in 2016. Nunez claimed he shot Guzman in self-defense. The Kansas Supreme Court tossed out that conviction last year and sent it back to Sedgwick County. Nunez pleaded guilty in January to second-degree reckless murder. He was sentenced last month to a total of 13 years for that crime and for possession of methamphetamine with the intent to distribute. Newton High School was placed on lockdown Tuesday morning after police received word of a suspicious person on the grounds. Newton police said 911 received a report of a possible armed person at the school. Students reported seeing two students carrying an orange and white object that resembled a gun out of the automotive area to a vehicle in the parking lot. The students then left in the vehicle. The students have been identified. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities in northeastern Nebraska say a Madison County man who was burning trash on his rural property died when the flames caught his clothing on fire. The Norfolk Daily News reports the incident happened Monday morning on property northwest of Norfolk. Firefighters and Madison County Sheriff's deputies called to the scene for a report of a fire, found 72-year-old Stanley Ackley dead on his property from burn injuries. Officials said his body was found near a fire that was burning several outbuildings on the property. Sheriff Todd Volts said in a statement that Ackley had been burning trash when the fire apparently went out of control. Some grain elevators are so full that farmers trying to sell their crops are being turned away. The issue? The lack of trains to move the grain. Federal regulators are holding hearings later this month to look into the causes of the dearth of rail capacity, which the railroads largely attribute to factors outside of their control, like the broader supply chain issues and widespread labor shortages. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday took up discussion of allowing highway access off U.S. 36 for a proposed car wash to be developed just west of a United Bank drive-in at 19th Street. They would cover the rest of those two blocks west to 17th Street. An investor group led by Ron Buck of Kansas City had requested Planning and Zoning Committee approval, and during the process was advised that KDOT approval was required, as the entry would be a revision of the city highway access management plan. A back and forth among council raised several concerns, including deviation from the plan, precedent set going forward, safety, and the need for a fourth car wash in the community. A motion to allow a change if a KDOT survey indicates feasibility and meets safety requirements was passed on a 6-2 vote. An interlocal agreement was unanimously approved, accepting the contribution of $350,000 from the Chad and Joy Kramer family and USD 364 School District for reconstruction of the six existing tennis courts in the Marysville City Park with a $100,000 match from the city. The Kramers and the district had also allowed funds toward maintenance, and an earlier conversation was that the city would pursue construction of two additional tennis courts. However, a site for that is mutually acceptable has not been identified. Work is to begin following the boys' tennis competition this spring, with completion expected by fall of this year. Approval was given for a proposal from Mosquito Squad to provide spraying services again this year at city parks, ball fields, and other public areas at a cost of $7,000, and an $11,000 bid for carpet in the meeting room of a new fire station was approved. Police Chief Matt Simpson presented a restructuring of the police department, allowing training and advancement, as well as succession from current forces, and would promote James Lease and Anthony Escalante from sergeants to lieutenant and add an investigator position. Simpson noted that any of these three would then be qualified for consideration as leadership for the department in the future. The plan was approved unanimously. Council took up again a previous petition request from residents along 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads for dust control, which led to a broader discussion of recent improvements and future plans for the area. It was reported the city is still seeking a manager for the swimming pool this summer, and they need as many as a dozen additional lifeguards, with 10 that have been hired so far. Concerns with lack of staff and consistency in year-to-year management were discussed. The number of blighted properties needing cleanup and or repairs was noted by the mayor, and again brought comments regarding code enforcement staffing and options for resolution. The matter was referred back to the Police and Fire Committee for a plan. That led to further discussion regarding the vacant apartment buildings on 10th Street just north of U.S. 36. It's hoped the tax sale proceeds could cover city demolition costs, but no assurances are expected. Appointments were approved for City Attorney John McNish to serve as municipal judge and Megan Voracek, chief prosecutor, to complete existing terms. Trevor Ashcraft has been hired as Onega USD 322 superintendent and will assume the post of Dan Polk, who has served as interim role these past two school years. Ashcraft is currently curriculum director for USD 380 Vermilion, Frankfort, and Centralia and will transition this summer. He was one of two candidates interviewed for the post. An elementary teacher at Pawnee City, Scott Brumball, was reinstated by the board following a lengthy executive session. He had been suspended for a disciplinary action with a student. A large group turned out for a public hearing. A motion to cancel his contract was locked in a 3-3 tie with four votes required for approval. As a result, Scott Brumball will continue as third grade teacher at Pawnee City Elementary. Alva Roger Myers, age 85, of Centralia, passed away Monday. Graveside service Friday at 1 at the Centralia City Cemetery, with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Alva Myers.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will stay much cooler today, but conditions will stay clear throughout the region. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and upper 60s throughout Missouri. Staying clear and cooler throughout the overnight hours, with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Nebraska, the upper teens and lower 30s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 30s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and slightly warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid-50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Missouri, and staying sunny throughout Friday and Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April 66, record high on this date 91, the average low 41, and the record low 17. Sunset this evening 8:02, sunrise in the morning at 6:53. Thunderstorms brought some rain, some hail on Tuesday evening. Pete, a marble-sized hail fell for a period of time, and along with gusty winds, it was reported around 3/4 of an inch of rain fell.
Does April deserve its reputation as the cruelest month? Some evidence from the Weather Archives is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 13th, the 103rd day of the year. Thomas Jefferson was born on this day in 1743, and the Jefferson Memorial was dedicated in Washington, D.C. in 1943, the 200th anniversary of his birth. A look at weather records shows that just about anything goes during the month of April. Record heat waves spread across the country in 1987. 1988 brought record snowfall to the northern plains, and the same period a year later brought sweltering heat again. Records also show this week has been an active one for severe weather and tornadoes. So should you put away the cold weather wardrobe? Forecasters say not just yet. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more weather lore and your favorite forecast anytime online. Just visit almanac.com.
Spring is hop-hopping along quickly, and Easter will be here soon. Reflections has everything you need to make your spring occasions beautiful. Shop fun and affordable Easter baskets and fillers for all ages. Yummy chocolates and sweet treats, home and garden decor, greeting cards, party supplies, and so much more. There's something for everyone at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville, Kansas. Reflections, so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Albert Pujols homered for the first time since returning to St. Louis, and the Cardinals defeated the Royals 6-5 yesterday. Salvador Perez homered twice, and Michael Taylor also connected for Kansas City, which has allowed 33 runs in losing its last three games. The 42-year-old Pujols, who also singled twice in a 3-for-4 performance, signed with St. Louis on March 28th for his final season. Northwest Arkansas scored 8 first-inning runs, and the Windsurge comeback fell short in an 8-6 loss in the road opener. Windsurge starter Brandon Lawson did not retire a batter in his first start, allowing 8 runs, 6 earned on 5 hits in the defeat. The Windsurge have opened the season dropping their first 4 games. Wichita will continue their 6-game series against the Naturals tonight. First pitch is set for 7:05 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Newly crowned national champion David McCormick added another feather to his cap yesterday. The Big 12 announced the KU senior is the league's men's basketball scholar athlete of the year. McCormick graduated from KU in 3 years with an undergraduate degree in communication studies and is now pursuing his master's in digital content strategy. The Norfolk, Virginia native is the second Jayhawk to be selected for the honor since it started in 2013. Perry Ellis previously earned it twice. K-State star center Ayoka Lee has been named the 2022 Big 12 Women's Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Year, the league announced yesterday. Lee graduated with her undergraduate degree in psychology last May. She is currently pursuing her graduate degree in couples and family therapy. Lee's jersey is currently in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame following her NCAA Division I single game record of 61 points scored against Oklahoma on January 23rd. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host 7 home games.
Beast lose, touchdown, Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Season tickets start at just $150. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
African violets are not just for grandma's indoor garden anymore. These favorite indoor flowering plants are gaining in popularity, and with a bit of TLC, you can keep them looking their best. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Avoid cold water on the leaves. It can cause spotting and leaf damage. Use lukewarm water or water plants from the bottom to avoid damage. Remove any crusty white salt that can build up on the rim of the pot and damage or kill the leaves that touch it. Then leach any remaining excess salts that come from fertilizer in the water through the soil. Water thoroughly, wait 20 minutes, and repeat 2 more times. Grow in a warm, sunny window or under artificial light to encourage flowering and reduce the risk of cold temperature damage and powdery mildew fungal disease. Fertilize with a dilute solution of flowering plant fertilizer when the plants are actively growing. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. PlantSkid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. PlantSkid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
If I told you there were people wading the Rio Grande River crossing the border, you might think they were crossing illegally. Here you can wade the river or take a rowboat, and it's perfectly legal because it's one of the most unique checkpoints on the country's southern border. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. and it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Rio Grande River has a length of about 1,900 miles. Terry Houghton knows the miles of that river well near Big Bend National Park.
The Rio Grande starts in Colorado. However, Colorado keeps all of their water by diverting it for their usage. New Mexico does the same thing in El Paso. So from El Paso to Presidio, 120 miles of the river is actually dry.
Terry is a guide for far-flung adventures, taking people on the river, usually by canoe. He says that in the Big Bend area, there's another source of water that helps keep up the flow.
There's a lot of springs, so the farther you go through the national park, the more water that you get.
In fact, there are hot springs along the Rio Grande in the eastern part of Big Bend National Park. You can still find the remnants of an old resort town that allowed early visitors to enjoy the hot water along the riverbanks. Near the hot springs is one of the most unique border crossings you'll find in the nation.
You walk through, you go down to the river, and then you pay $2.50 to get rowed across the river in a rowboat.
Or you can just wade across if the water level is low, which it often is. But this is far from a 24-hour border crossing.
However, the border crossing is only open Wednesday to Sunday, and you have to be back by 4 o'clock.
And while the Mexican town of Boquillas is a quaint little village to visit, it is a long ways from anything else on that side of the border.
Boquillas is at least 200 miles from the closest town in Mexico.
The border crossing is monitored much like any entry point between the countries, but the method of crossing and the hours of operation are certainly unique. Today, this area along the river looks like high desert, but the first European visitors reported a different landscape. What they found might surprise you, and it's next time as we travel the countryside on the U.S. side of the border near Boquillas, Mexico. I'm Andrew McCray.
Pay attention to the weather forecast and keep an eye on your fruit trees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If the trees are blooming, they're susceptible to freezing temperatures as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
One late freeze in the spring can ruin a good fruit tree crop. Once the trees start blooming, the critical temperature to start seeing significant loss is 28 degrees. Depending on the species, it may only take a few minutes for damage to occur. Joe Hannon is a commercial horticultural field specialist at Iowa State University. He says your options for protecting the delicate blooms can depend on the type of freeze. Advection freezes come from cold air blowing in through both the upper and lower atmospheres. The only way you can provide protection is by putting blankets or some other cover over the plants. A radiation freeze is what we tend to see more in the springtime. We have warm air up in the atmosphere and cold air at ground level.
A lot of times we'll have air movement throughout the night, and then just as the sun is starting to come up, the air movement will just absolutely stop, and then the cold air starts to settle in place around the plants. And that's where heaters, blankets, sprinklers, air mixing machines, those are the methods that provide protection underneath a radiation-type freeze.
Good soil moisture can help, too. Soil that's moist harnesses more heat than dry soil and can warm the air near the surface.
That warm soil will keep a little bit more energy and will give off a little bit more energy into that microenvironment around the tree. So if we're a couple days out coming into a frost, if the ground is dry, putting some water out there, that water in the soil will store more energy.
Keep the area around the tree trunk either bare or mulched. Grass and weeds make it harder for warm air to rise up out of the soil. Learn more about protecting fruit trees from frost at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The threat of ag chemical shortages has not come to pass yet. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. While worries of an ag chemical shortage have circulated for months, there doesn't seem to be a widespread problem just yet. Jeff Stowe, president of FarmTrade.com, does say, however, it's not a normal selling season.
I got a call today from a customer who was looking for atrazine and said to me, I'm not as concerned about price as I am as if I can have it on my farm within 2 weeks. And I assured him, we don't take any orders for anything we don't know that's on the floor and can be to them quickly. You know, anecdotally there, we are hearing people that can't locate product.
Stowe cautions farmers to make sure chemical suppliers are able to follow through on a delivery promise.
You know, in years past, a manufacturer would tell us their product is coming in 2 months, and we would be able to take orders in December for product coming in the future, and our customers would be okay with that. But we're not taking those orders this year. We're only taking orders for what's on the floor.
Stowe's company, FarmTrade.com, offers an online name your price model where farmers say what they need and are willing to pay, and sellers can either accept or make a counteroffer. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the National Corn Growers Association's Sustainable Ag Research Action Team has focuses on programs that can help corn growers meet their sustainability goals. And Nebraska farmer Jason Lewis chairs that team and says,
we do that through funding various research projects, especially ones, again, that are focused on sustainability or things that we find will be helpful to our corn growers. Another one we have is building relationships with the research community, which is a part of the Ambassadors Program. And then we have some other programs as well where we work with educators and try to expose people to farming and growing corn and what we try to do sustainable and our research programs and things like that. And then the last one I'll talk about a little bit is encouraging students to consider careers in agriculture. That would be more of our Nourish the Future program where we bring in high school teachers and show them how to implement ag into their teaching programs.
He says the inaugural year of the new NCGA Research Ambassador Program went extremely well.
The purpose of it is to build a network of future leaders in the agriculture sector. So many of the grad students, they're doing research that will translate into technology for corn growers. They haven't spent a lot of time on the farm, and they're not connected with farmers. So our goal is to help students understand the real needs of growers and have them see us, the NCGA, and the state organizations throughout their career. Students that are selected for being a research ambassador will get a financial award of $2,500, and this goes directly to the student. And then they also get up to $750 for registration and travel reimbursement for participation in scientific research conferences. And the last thing they get is fully funded travel to participate in NCGA events throughout the year.
He goes on to say that they are planning on expanding the program.
Students have to be a U.S. citizen or permanent resident in graduate school with an identified advisor, and then they need to be performing research broadly related to corn production. So that can be genetics, that can be breeding, engineering, computer science, agronomy, so anything that's even closely related, we want to bring them in, and we're seeing more and more diverse studies in our operations.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Spring planting season is officially here, and here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we know that you as the producer are looking for all the information you can to know when the best time is to put the seeds into the ground, and we're here to help. Join us all day long through the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you soil temperature reports to let you know when the ground is warm enough to make sure your seeds thrive. That plus will give you the latest news in planting all over the Mid-America region to know what other states and other regions are doing with their planting process. It's Spring Soil Temperature Reports with the Mid-America Ag Network, all presented by Abilene Machine.
Welcome back to Flip That Switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh no, electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas...
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. From vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The World Ag Supply and Demand Report out today and made few changes to the South American crop production, but raised global corn ending stocks just slightly. USDA pegging the 2021 Brazilian soybean production 125 million metric tons. USDA guesstimated at 127. Brazil's corn output seen 116 million metric tons. The trade expected 115.2. For corn, USDA pegged the projected ending stock in the U.S. 1.44 billion bushels, the trade estimate of 1.4. Soybean ending stocks, 260 million bushels, the trade expected 254 million bushels. And the U.S. wheat ending stock, 678 million bushels, the trade expected 654. Reaction was not a big market mover, but we did see higher prices in the grains kind of leading up to that and played as well after the numbers were released. Don Rose from U.S. Commodities in West Des Moines said the March 31st prospective planning report said we need to buy more corn acres, and that's what the market is trying to do. As producers across the country continue to contend with wildfires, drought, and other natural disasters, Cattlemen's Beef Association requesting further assistance from USDA and Congress to more quickly address the needs of those impacted. In response to that request, USDA recently announced that ranchers who have approved applications to the 2021 Livestock Forage Disaster Program, or LFP, for forage losses due to severe drought or wildfire last year will soon be receiving emergency relief payments for increases in supplemental feed costs through the Farm Service Agency. The new Emergency Livestock Relief Program, or ELRP, data submitted through the LFP will be used to determine eligibility and those payment amounts. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
A skid steer is one of the most versatile pieces of farm equipment, but there can be safety issues, especially for bystanders. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to fbn.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed, honest prices, no compromise. Visit fbn.com/plant.
Steers are a popular piece of equipment on farms and ranches. They're very compact, designed to easily maneuver in tight spaces, and will accommodate a variety of attachments. Operators may know how to safely run the machine, but there are other factors that could increase the risk of someone getting hurt. They can misjudge their ability to stop or avoid a dangerous situation. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says a lot of skid steer injuries happen to bystanders.
Other employees working around the machine, and the operator's focused on what they're doing, and they don't see the people around them, and because they do pivot and move around quickly, they can oftentimes run people over. So making sure we keep people away from them, that's the biggest one in my mind.
Skid steers perform the best on a hard, packed surface that's not concrete or pavement. Ice, mud, and slick work areas can limit traction and stability. The machines can tip over if they're carrying loads that are heavier than what can be safely lifted. And since they're so compact, their footprints are small, which affects the center of gravity.
Traditionally, they're built with more weight on the back because that's where the engine's at. So when we're going over different terrain, one of the best mottos I've heard is you want the heavy end uphill. So if there's nothing in the bucket of a skid steer, you'd want to back up onto a trailer, up a hill. If there's a load in the bucket, then you probably want to go forward up the hill or onto a trailer and that sort of thing.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about skid steer safety at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit. Kind of a rebound Wednesday today as a lot of the grains started off lower, been trading lower through most of the day. A lot of green popping up now towards the end. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit. Over in the corn market, they've popped into the green now with May corn up 1.5 cents at 777 and three quarters. July corn's up 0.5 cent right now at 773. In the wheat market, KC wheat for May up 10 cents now, seeing some big gains at 1172 and a quarter. And the July up by 8 3/4 at 1175 and a half. In the bean market, May soybeans are up 2 1/4, sitting at 1672 and a half, with the July up by 2 cents as well now at 1662 and a half. So things starting to turn around. Meals down just slightly as May meal is down $6.40 at 454 and a half. Soybean oil taking a big jump over the last hour as May is up $2.57 now at 78.03. Cotton market mostly higher here as May cotton sitting at $4.43 Big gains at 142.94. And the oats market is still struggling a little bit down, with May oats down 10¾ cents at 7.96¼. Livestock market mostly higher on the board here. April live cattle sitting up a half a buck right now at 140.45. Feeder cattle for April up 82 cents at 158.57. And the lean hogs are mixed, with April up slightly, up 17 cents at 99.80. The May lean hogs are down by 15 cents in the red at 112.10. U.S. dollar index today, first time we've seen in a while, a little bit of red on the board here, as the June index is down 40 cents at 99.88. We have the 30-year bonds for June up just slightly at 143.80, with 10-year notes for June also up almost a point at 120.28, so mostly higher there. Stock market going through the day mostly higher as well across the board, with the Dow Jones up 275 points, the S&P up by 39, the NASDAQ in the green by 235.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week, we're expecting a good run of cattle for our special stocker feeder sale. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be 250 black and red steer and heifer calves. They've been weaned a long time, and they're home-raised and had rounds of shots. They'd be weighing 550 to 750. We'll have a group of 60 steers and heifers that will be home-raised and weaned and had shots that will be weighing 6 to 8. We'll have a group of 70 mixed steers and heifer calves that have been weaned for 45 days and have had a round of shots that will be weighing 350 to 5. We'll also have a couple loads of feeder steers and heifers. If you want to see a full list of our consignments, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. If you have any questions for us or any consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside, then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love? lights that shine in your place. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, oh my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, oh my love? One more moon dance with you in the moonlight on a magic night.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.